Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. It is 4 o'clock on Monday, the 27th of July, year 2020. This is an extension of the Town of Curry Beach Town Council Emergency Management Meeting. May I have a motion to continue?
So moved.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Okay, let's start with the, how'd the weekend go with the department heads? Mr. Kennedy, would you like to go first?
Thank you, Council. I have no COVID-related updates. It was a fairly average weekend for us. We had around 15 rescues on the ocean, and then just a handful of fire calls.
Okay. Nothing significant, no big problems?
No, sir.
Okay. Any questions for Chief Kennedy? Thanks, Chief.
Thank you.
Chief Bowden?
And no COVID-related updates as well, but we did have a fair amount of people in town, lots of parking tickets, and I think one or two dogs this weekend on the beach, but during the week when we've been writing the most, or the majority of them, so I think we're up to 9 in the past 5 days.
Mm. Dogs on the beach tickets?
Dogs on the beach tickets.
Good.
Right. Okay. Any questions for the chief? No accidents?
I think there was one in... I know we've had a couple in Carolina Beach. And
yeah, there was one there today.
Carolina
Beach,
and
I know we assisted on some of those, but I just wondered, I'm not aware of any in town.
We had one on North Fort Fisher Boulevard, but I'm not sure if that was Friday or not. You remember?
Is that the truck?
We got
a truck to the car.
Returned, but
That was Friday, two Friday nights ago.
Yeah.
Right? And then the 18-wheeler in the car.
That was actually before
the
weekend.
Same week, yeah.
Right.
So before the
week. Nothing this week. So.
Okay. All right, good. So traffic was pretty normal for a busy time of the year.
Yes, sir.
Okay. Any other questions for the chief?
No.
Thank you, Mike. John?
No updates.
No updates? Nikki?
No updates today.
Okay. We do have the festival tomorrow or the market. Yeah, all right. Arlen?
No new updates.
Okay. Mandy, anything from administration?
Yes, sir. No.
Okay. All right, so it looks like it was a reasonable week. So I'll go through the numbers quickly, and then we'll open it up to council.
Is Jimmy on for both of
us? Oh, is Jimmy on? I apologize. Jimmy, you here?
Yes, sir. Can y'all hear me?
Yes,
sir.
Okay, for COVID, I have no COVID updates. We are back to full staff, though.
Good. Nothing else going? All right, very good. Anything else for Jimmy?
No.
No? Okay, thanks, Jim. Okay. All right, I'll go over the case numbers quickly. And then we'll open it up to the council. The total number of cases for North Carolina is 114,338. However, 92,300 of those are presumed to have been recovered. Hospitalized 1,169. That is up from 1,086, almost 100 increase in the last week. The town of Curry Beach, still at 10 total. Now, we have been at 8, 9, 10 for the month of July, so hopefully some of those cases have come to closure. We have no new cases. 28428, Carolina Beach was 70 on 720. They're at 82 on 727. 28412 across the bridge went from 280 to 326, and 28403 went from 382 to I'm sorry, went from 280 to 326. 28403 went from 382 to 428. So 846 cases, but we have no idea to know how many of those are, in fact, active at the moment. I believe that that covers the numbers for today. I did notice that even though the number of hospitalizations is up, the daily number, I believe, is down, and I'll pass off to David at this point in time.
Yes, sir. So New Hanover Regional, of their 12 metrics, three are yellow and the rest are green. The yellow metrics, negative pressure ICU beds occupied with COVID patients, so they're yellow, turns yellow at 13 of those beds and 17 are currently occupied at the last report. And then ICU capacity percent occupancy. So this is all occupancy, so not just COVID, but anyone in ICU. And their yellow is at 75% and they reported 75%. So ICU capacity is a concern right now. The hospital, the last time we talked with them on Friday, they still said that they did not have concerns, that they were reaching out to the leadership of the county or the cities. And then PPE on hands, gowns continues to be an issue for them, but they have 35 days on hand. And that goes up and down with deliveries. So it's been red. It's been yellow before, it's never been red. And then it jumps back up to green when they get a big delivery.
Okay. Medications are still...
They're all green again right now.
All green? Okay. Well, it sounds like the hospital, at least it's improving, because we had a red. And
sure.
So it looks like that's getting better. That's no indication that there's a lull in what's going on in the least bit. I have noticed that people wearing masks around town is not totally significant. Of course, that's the outside portion. Inside, I think most of our businesses are taking an active role in forcing people to wear their masks. We do not have the ability to take any action unless we have a business owner telling us that he has told someone they have to leave, they don't leave, and then we can charge them with trespass. So I know there's a little bit of frustration out there. I see it in some of the notes, but there's not a whole lot we can do to force people to wear masks. We haven't been given the authority to do that. Feedback from gentlemen, you've seen anything? Alan?
No, not really. I agree with what you said.
Any thoughts or ideas?
No.
Joseph?
Yep.
John?
Nothing additional.
David?
No, I mean, the county says they're going to ramp up their advertising about the mask issue, which they have a little bit in the last 4 or 5 days. But the way the governor wrote his state of emergency order, the only way it gets enforced is if a business owner says you have to enforce it, and then the police escort people out for trespassing. And so many of our business owners are doing that. I applaud them. The business owners that are requiring masks, please, as their citizens, when you go in and notice 100% mask, tell those business owners you appreciate what they're doing. The business owners that are not requiring that, I mean, they're posted per the governor's order, but some businesses on the island are not really enforcing that. The governor's order is pretty open-ended, though, because you're not, if someone says I meet one of the 7 required, reasons not to have a mask, you can't do anything else anyway. So they may be asking, and then people saying, no, I'm one of the 7 exemptions by the governor in his order, and so leave me alone. And that's sort of where it is. Right?
Yeah.
So for the citizens that are unhappy with that, talk to the governor. He wrote the order. He didn't give us any way to enforce it other than what we're doing now. And for the businesses that are enforcing it, please applaud them because they're trying to help you out.
I would appeal to the folks listening, and I'm sure they are not the issue, but people talk about their rights, and they do have rights to do what they want, but in this case, they should do what they should. If you're not against the virus, in my opinion, you're for the virus. If you're doing nothing to detain it or to eliminate the spread, then I think you're on the wrong side of that team. You're cheering on the wrong team, my opinion. So, how many people are on?
27.
Well, let's open it for, we'll see if there are any questions relative to the information we have today. In the meantime, I guess the extension is over at the end of, is it August 7th or August 9th?
August 7th.
August 7th. So we'll probably be hearing from the governor next week on what his plan is. If he's going to extend two, go to 2.5 or 3, whatever. Well, there doesn't appear to be any particular questions. What's the will next Monday?
I'll have to call in if we do. I think I'm traveling for work.
Let's do it the 6th.
But I can call in.
If the governor's gonna have something next week, do we need to meet twice? Can we just meet once?
Well, let's take a look at when the 7th is.
The 7th is Friday, but he typically hasn't waited until Friday.
He would normally, yeah, he'd probably get on Wednesday.
So I agree with Joe. If we meet on the 6th, I think that's, we can advertise if we have to do something before then, unless the department heads are concerned about the weekend. I agree with Joe. Make a motion we continue this.
Make a motion we continue this to 4 o'clock on
August 6th.
Wait a minute. Thursday. It's this week. Okay, yeah. Thursday, August 6th at 4 o'clock.
I'll second that.
Okay, we have a motion for Thursday, August 6th at 4 o'clock. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Okay, let's see what comes of next week.